Here's another really cool blind cool tech podcast by Rickster.
Hi, this is Rick Harmon, and today I'd like to give you a demonstration of a talking microwave unit that I just bought today at Walmart. It is the Hamilton Beach talking microwave unit. Model number is 87108. It is a mid-sized microwave oven. It's a 0.9 cubic feet capacity, 900 watts of power. It has 10 different power level settings that can be used. It has some express cook setting levels. It has preset for various types of foods. It has defrosting by weight and time. First of all, the price is $79 for the unit from Walmart. As far as I know, Walmart's the only place you can get it. It was supposed to be at Best Buy, but I wasn't able to find it there. So, and I've heard from people on the list that it's no longer available at Best Buy. So, Walmart, the store, or Walmart.com is pretty much your only options to get this here in the States, as far as I know. Not sure who else or where else it's sold. But my first impressions on the unit, I've played with it a little bit. For the price, I think it's excellent. It is lacking in a couple of areas, but they're kind of minor, and I think they can be worked through just with some memorization. I've read through the manual. You can get a PDF form of the manual, so that's nice. All you have to do is memorize where all the buttons are at. The unit has real buttons. All the buttons are real, so that's nice. You kind of get tactile feel for everything. The turn knob selector that you use for setting the time and presets and things like that, it's tactile, it clicks, so you get a fairly good feel for that. Okay, I've already plugged the unit in and attempted to set the time. I've got the I've taken all the external plastic off of it. There's plastic protection on the outside of the unit and in the door, and there's a piece of tape down on the carousel. It has a carousel unit inside that turns, and you have to take that tape off. You have to peel all the tape off the top of the unit, the side of the unit, and in the door, because there are vents on the top and side, and you don't want those blocked. So make sure you remove all of that before you go to use it. Okay, I guess what I'm going to try and do here is just go through some of the features of it. First, describe the front panel, all the buttons. All the buttons are on the right side of the unit, to the right of the door. The door is just a standard microwave door. It has a handle on it. You just pull it open like this. Just pull on it. Opens. Close it again, and it closes, or push it close and it closes. Okay, on the right front side of the unit, near the top, is your display. It's in bright blue LED. Immediately below that, you'll feel a round turn knob. This turn knob is used for setting the length of time you want to cook for, and also used to select different presets. I'm going to actually turn this now for you so you can hear the voice. When the unit is not cooking, if you turn the knob, it will go through the various presets of foods it can cook. So I'll just go through this briefly.
Popcorn. Pizza. Soup. Fresh vegetable. Potato. Beverage. Dinner plate. Frozen vegetable. Popcorn. Pizza.
And I'm back around. In the middle, in the in the front of this turn knob, there's a button that you push in, and that's the select that's used to on the presets. If you hit it, then it'll ask you the size of the particular item, and then you again use the turn knob to select it. For cooking time, you first turn it for the minutes, then you press the select button, and then it'll ask you for the seconds. You turn the knob again and press it again, and it'll start cooking. So it's your select knob. Immediately below the select turn knob, there are three buttons. The first one on the left.
Memory 1, Memory 2, Memory 3, Memory 4, Memory 5, Memory 1.
Is your memory presets. You have five of them. This allows you to program in various cooking settings that you want memorized for either defrosting or different, just things you want to cook that you want to be able to quickly just go through a memory to start. Okay, the middle button.
Defrost by weight. Please select weight. Defrost by time. Please select minutes.
That is your defrost by weight or time. Okay. Let's see, I'm going to have to clear that. Hold on a second.
Clear.
The rightmost button under the select knob is the
set kitchen timer. Please select minutes. Set clock. Please select hour. Set kitchen timer. Please select minutes. Clear.
That's your kitchen timer and clock set button. Okay, immediately below that and towards the bottom of the front, there are two buttons. Leftmost button is the clear button, and it's also the child lock toggle on and off button. The right button next to it is the voice button.
Voice off. Voice high. Voice low.
That toggles between your volume settings. If you press and hold it, it will select the language.
Voz alta.
Now we're in Spanish. All the functions now will speak in Spanish.
Voice high.
And I pressed and held it in again, and it went back to English. I'm going to go to the left button here and show you the clear / child lock. If you hold the clear button in, that toggles the child lock feature on and off. If I press and hold it again,
child lock off.
And that's pretty self-explanatory. Once the lock is on, all the front panel functions are locked. The unit can't be used. Keeps your kids out of it. Okay, now going to the very rightmost part of the front, there are six buttons going down the front, and I need to open this up so it doesn't actually start cooking on me. You have a 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute, 4 minute, 5 minute express cook buttons, and they do just what they say. I'll press one of them in.
1 minute express cook.
And
clear.
voice down through 5 minutes.
5 minutes, Express Cook. Clear.
And those are just five little buttons down the side that you can feel, easily feel. Down below that is a sixth button, and that is a where you can actually set a time to cook.
Time cooking. Please select minutes.
If you press it once, you'll get the select for minutes and seconds. And once you hit your minutes and seconds and hit select, it'll begin cooking at 100%. If you need to cook at a different power level,
please select power level.
You press the button again, and it'll say select the power level. The power level does speak if you turn the round selection knob.
100%, 90%, 80%, 70%, 60%, 50%, 40%, 30%, 20%, 10%, 100%.
And then if you press your select,
please select minutes.
It'll ask for your minutes.
Please select seconds.
Then your seconds. And if you press your select button in again, it will start cooking.
Clear.
So I'm going to clear that out. Okay, so as you can tell, the voice function is real good. The voice is real smooth, real loud. No problems hearing it. The only area that the unit is lacking in is, say I want to select a time.
Time cooking. Please select minutes.
You turn the knob, and it doesn't say anything. You pretty much have to listen to the clicks. Each time it clicks is 1 minute. So that would take some getting used to, but I believe it's manageable. It sets, as you turn it to the right or clockwise, it goes up in 1 minute increments to 30 minutes. Then it goes in 5 minute increments beyond that from 35 to 95 minutes. Then if you press in on the select button, yes, for the seconds. The seconds are the same, 1 through 60. And those don't talk either.
Clear
that out. When you use the select button as the food pre-select,
popcorn,
that works. But then when you press in on the select button to select it, there are three different options here. There are three different bag sizes. And you don't hear them. So,
clear.
You'd pretty much have to just memorize. There's three options for each one of these.
Popcorn, pizza, soup.
Presets. There's three different selections for each as far as the size or number of items. And you would kind of just have to remember that, but, you know, I think it's manageable.
Clear.
Close my door back up. And that's pretty much it. Obviously, I'm not going to cook anything in it. There's no need to do that. I did heat some water in it, and it worked just fine. Cooking power seems to be very good, and I think the unit is black, but I'm not sure. Let me get my color identifier out here, and I'll find out. Let me pause this for a second. Okay, I'm back, and I have my my handy dandy color identifier out here, and I'm going to try and see what the color of this is. It should be black.
Light.
Oh, okay.
Light gray. Black. Don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Black.
Okay. The top and sides of the unit are white. The front appears to be black. So, I guess my mom was right when she looked at the box. She said it was white. The description at Walmart.com says that it's black. So, if that matters to you, you might have to mess around there a little bit and see if they have any different colors, but mine is white. So, it's not important to me. Doesn't really matter. Okay, that pretty much concludes the demonstration for this. I think as far as I'm concerned, it's going to be a great unit. Especially for the price, you know, $79 versus nearly $400 for a complete docking unit. That the only thing it does a little better is it just actually, you know, says your time as you're setting it. To some, that may be critical. To me, it's not. You know, I can use the express time, you know, to cook, you know, for 1 to 5 minutes. And if I need more time, I can just press them again, you know, get another 1 to 5 minutes. That's fine for me. If I needed to do something with an exact time, I think I could use the dial easy enough. You just kind of get a listen to the clicks and, you know, get used to that. But I think it's doable. And, like I said, for the price, it's excellent. Seems to be a great little product. And again, if anybody is interested in it, it's the Hamilton Beach Talking Microwave Oven, number 87108, available at Walmart stores and Walmart.com. Okay, this concludes my demonstration, and I hope it was helpful and you enjoyed it, and we'll talk to you later. So, have a good day, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Contact information. You can reach me via email at Rick Harmon, RickHarmon at sbcglobal.net. You can also reach me on Skype. My Skype name is rharmon928. You can also reach me at MSN Messenger, and my contact there is rharmon928@hotmail.com. Please feel free to contact me with comments that you may have on any of my BCT podcasts, or comments as far as any podcasts you would like me to do in the future. Contacting me via email works best. I generally respond to emails the same day. If you contact me on Skype or MSN, those are on most of the time, but I typically don't necessarily answer those immediately, especially MSN. MSN's on a lot, but I typically am not using it, so email is the best. If you have any computer questions or assistive technology questions, I'd be happy to try and answer any of those as well. So, thanks for your contacts.